Welcome, welcome, you and I to another episode of the Global Latin Factor podcast, where we talk about Latino everything. Thank you very much for being here. Make sure you go and subscribe to the channel of all the options out there on YouTube. Billions, you're here today, and we appreciate it. So go ahead, hit us up with a subscription, give us a comment, thumbs up, bell. You already know the deal. Go ahead and do it today. Amazing episode because we have a young group that is making a big wave here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We got Cruz with the accordion. Lead singer, primera voz, Alexis, bajo quinto, Chris, bass, Edin, drums, Los Chaparritos de la Cuadra. Hello. aplausos. We didn't have a crowd today. Nah, un día de estos. Good. I appreciate y'all being here. Thank you very much. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've seen, like, it's hardly any weekend that I don't run into one of y'all's flyers. Yeah. And y'all are doing a show.
Yeah, no, so you were
just
busy.
You was telling me you have a couple of shows coming up.
Yeah, well, today, actually, after here, we're going to be at a restaurant bar, Muchacho Alegre, down here in Fort Worth.
Nice.
We're only like 20 minutes away.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we're there. Tomorrow, we got two shows. We got a third one pending. So Sunday, we got another show as well. I think that one is another like sports bar. Yeah. También.
See what I mean? They stay busy. But first of all, we're going to get to know them. But first, we're going to do a segment that I like to call Preguntas al Chile. Once again, if you have not subscribed to the channel, so you can see the graphics, the card is put together, go ahead and do it right now. Están listos. We're going to start Cruz, and we're going to make our way over there.
Let's do it.
Tacos o tortas?
See, you can't go wrong with tacos, bro.
Tacos.
Got to.
Tacos también.
I'm gonna contradict you on that, bro. Listen to this. Right,
let's get
to
this. Come on.
Tortas, bro. They're bigger. They fill you up more.
For real? That is true.
No, yeah. Well, it depends on what meat you get.
But then you can get like multiple tacos. Tacos, you can get like five or ocho.
But you pay more. But you pay more.
Y luego una torta si no te llena. If you don't fill up with one,
you're gonna have to get another torta.
It depends on where you get them from.
And then if you buy two tortas, it's more expensive than more tacos.
So. Nah, well, who said two?
Can you put cebolla and cilantro on a torta?
We're talking about tacos or tortas.
One taco. Man, you know what?
Tortas, bro.
I'm gonna stick with my tacos. You go with your torta.
Good argument, though. But I never said tacos. Tacos. I said tacos. Mm. But it could be me. It's all good. Corn tortilla, flour tortilla.
Corn.
Corn.
Yeah, corn for sure.
Corn, también.
It depends si es como de carne asada.
Yeah.
De desayuno. Flour.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know right now. Don't ask him any questions because he will go into an argument for every single topic.
He's going to try to win.
He's got a good point, though, because a lot of people do prefer in the mañanita.
Yeah, the breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast tacos, flour. Yeah. Then you go with the little greasy corn ones for the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Frijoles. So, flour in the morning. En la nochecita más tarde.
Yeah,
corn. Vale, pues. Gorditas o sopes?
Man, that's a hard one. I'm going to go gorditas.
Gorditas.
Sopes.
He's just doing la contraria.
You gotta
chama my sopes. Okay, ready. Mexican Coca, the soda, or jarritos?
Jarritos. I'll go with jarritos for that one.
Mexican Coca.
What flavor jarrito?
Like mandarina or pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple. Go hard. With a torta. Pineapple with a torta.
Jarritos también.
¿Qué sabor?
Pineapple.
Pineapple, yeah.
Yeah, jarritos, mandarin.
Mandarina? Yeah. Mandarina. You know what? I've been saying for a long time. Jarrito, what are you doing with the Coca-Cola? A Mexican cola? Nobody drinks. Any of y'all drink? Have you ever had one of the Mexican cola jarritos?
Yeah, I have.
Are they good?
Yeah.
You like them? You're one of the only ones that I know. If you buy the queso jarritos, it comes with different flavors. And there's a Mexican cola.
Like the cola version on there?
Sprite too.
I didn't even know that.
Everybody in my family don't like the cola. Mm. I'm like, why y'all have it here? Nobody.
Alexis le gusta la cola.
Here we started with the vlog. We're picking the book on the vlog. Okay. Agua de horchata, Jamaica, o tamarindo?
Horchata, for sure.
Horchata.
Tamarindo. I'm not gonna lie, I don't like horchata like that.
You don't like horchata?
I prefer Jamaica.
Yeah, me too, Salsa verde, salsa roja.
Verde. Salsa green.
Yeah.
Salsa roja.
Roja, it depends on the verde.
Real?
Like the guacamole verde or like the verde?
The creamy.
The original classic verde.
Roja.
Like, roja.
Well, if it's like the creamy green one, like
if it's the creamy green one, I'll get that one.
Yeah,
it will be the original one.
Pollo regio verde.
Yeah, yeah. That one go hard.
You know that one? Hey, hold on. No, we're not shouting out Puerto Regio, so cut that.
I mean,
no,
yeah, just we're gonna cut you.
Shout out to Puerto Regio.
Hey, we are taking sponsorships, though.
Yeah. Hey, I used to work at Puerto Regio for
real?
Years. Yeah.
That's what's up. Bro. Hey, one time, a place where I was living, they opened up Puerto Regio, and I swear I had that thing for like a week straight.
For real?
Because it was freaking good.
You don't get tired
time.
Of it.
Ah, it's good.
You
it's
don't
good.
Get tired of it.
Where was it or what?
It was in a little town, Corsicana. They never have a lot of things like that, but I swear, a week straight I had it.
Yeah.
I don't eat any meat anymore, but back then, a week straight, puro pollo right here.
For real?
Man, I had puro pollo, and then I tried the other stuff, the torta and all that. Yeah. Man, it was freaking delicious. Okay. Continuamos. Menudo o pozole?
That one, it's because that one 50-50. It depends, you know, si te levantas crudo the next day, you know, menudito. Pero, you know, you can't go wrong with, you know, mom's made pozole, you know. So, yeah. It depends. It depends. I'm going to be.
Some people were telling me that they're picky who get where they get their menudo.
Yeah, también
too.
Depends. Because, you know, you grow up tasting one, you know. And if you go try another one, you might not like it as much.
That's true.
Not that it's bad, you know, but you're used to one.
You have used to a taste. ¿Y tú?
Pozole.
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 Yeah. Pozole. I got a question. Do you put maíz en your menudo?
Yeah.
Do you
have
too many? I don't do that. Cause people do that. Nah.
You don't do that. Your mom does
it. No. Es que gente le pone maíz al menudo. Yeah. Es not menudo no more. So, for one, I know menudo. I didn't even know about menudo. But some people call it pancita.
It's the stomach. Yeah.
Pancita es esta.
But with the menudo, I think it would be with the hominy. Maybe somebody can correct me. But con los corn.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Except for it has the hominy.
Yeah, the hominy.
What's hominy?
Yeah. It's the maíz.
It's the maíz. Just maíz. Different.
It's hominy. Yeah. It's what it's called. El maicito. Okay. Churros o flan?
I'll go with flan.
These are tough questions.
Yeah. It's a tough question. Honestly, I haven't had flan in a while. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Need to re-up on that flan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. What would you get if you flan from viewer? Or you have somebody, family member makes it?
No, I think I'll just go with like the store-bought one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about yourself?
Churros.
El maíz para arriba.
Churros as well, too.
Go with churros también.
Yeah, churros all day, give me.
Churros all day. Okay. And Valentina, Tapatío, Cholula, or Tabasco hot sauce?
Valentina.
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 Valentina. Cholula is trash. Tabasco is trash too. I'm not even lying.
No. Y el Tabasco, más trash.
Yeah, but it's nasty. I don't know. Like,
it does take like chemicals, but some people have a unique taste. They like the Tabasco. And then last one for the food, Conchita, brown, the brown ones, the white ones, the pink ones.
White one, for sure.
White ones.
The brown one.
The browns.
Oh, I'm about to get on you, bro. Anything but brown. Brown is the worst flavor.
Really?
I'll take pink though any day.
It's chocolatito.
I don't like chocolate.
Really?
It tastes weird to me.
Yeah. It's your own taste. We have different taste buds. Yeah. Okay, this was going to be interesting. I don't know if you're into conspiracies or not. Conspiracies.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever heard a conspiracy that you'd be like, man, that has to be true?
Like, as in like?
Anything. In regards to the land.
Like, Area 51 or what?
Yeah, kind of like that. Do you think that's real? Do you think they have something in there that they don't want us
sure,
to know?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
What would you think?
Cruz Santo. Tell them about the alien.
The alien?
The alien.
You saw an alien?
3 a.m. The light in the sky.
That was just probably like a shooting
star. Nah, bro. You know what that was.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Cristo?
Well, that has to be something.
Okay, so, tell me the story. So, y'all were driving back from a gig?
Yeah, we were actually outside outside his house, like dropping him off. It was the last one. We had already dropped him off. And we're like sitting in the truck, you know, just kind of like recapping about the whole like night or whatever.
Yeah, we're just chilling,
and we're just like, you know, the front windshield, you see like in the sky, like this light just like cruising.
Well, was it going like this or was it going like this?
Now, I was floating. For me, it was floating. It was just glowing.
Well, it was glowing for a little while, but then it started like moving. But it was like bright. It was not just like a little dot.
Yeah,
whatever.
Really?
So
your mind started wondering.
Because we all saw it, right?
Yeah, we all saw it. It was like 3 a.m. I was like, what?
Nobody took your phone down to try to record it?
No, I mean, you see that light? Then I see it. But then by the time that, you know, it kind of happened. Like,
it was fast.
Yeah, it was fast.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
I've seen shooting stars, but I want to say that I want to see one.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to see one. Because I don't know what I'm going to be doing if I actually see a freaking light moving around. Yeah. That's crazy. What about yourself? Any conspiracies? You believe any of that stuff? Moon landing? The JFK, aliens.
I mean, I think the aliens, you know, so.
Do you think they're real?
Yeah, I think they're real, you know.
What about yourself?
Nah, I feel like they're fake.
You think they're fake?
Yeah.
All right, you too?
Look, you see one. Watch. Give it a couple years.
Yeah. I think if the government knows, they wouldn't want it to tell us because we'd be acting crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine what happened with the pandemic. Yeah. Like everybody took all the toilet paper for what?
Yeah, right.
All the waters too.
All the waters. They had me in a panic for about a week because I only had about a roll left.
Right.
I'm like, dang.
Right.
And I could go into the store and there was none still. Like, man, I started panicking.
You look
like,
at the kid at one ply, he don't want
to
use it.
And then finally I went to the store and then I big pack took it. I'm safe. I'm good for a little a month or so.
Yeah.
And I was good.
Just hop in the shower.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for real. Okay. And Latino, when you hear the word Latino, Latina, what first comes to mind when you hear the word? There's no right or wrong answer. I just want to know if you ever hear the word, what comes to mind first?
Well, you just like think of like, I mean, like us, you know, you just picture someone. It's not like you're going to picture like another race or something. You know? Mm-hmm. So you picture like Hispanics, Mexicans, Salvadorians, you know, everything. Anyone that speaks Spanish, basically.
Gotcha. What about yourself?
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
You too?
For me, I don't think Mexican. I think Latino. I think like Spain.
Spain?
I don't know why. More like, yeah.
Again, there's no right or wrong answer. Do you prefer to be called Mexicano, Estadounidense, Latino?
I don't matter.
You don't matter
it don't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter, you know.
Don't matter.
Same thing to you. Mexicano, lo que sea.
Mexicano, okay. So let's start the interview. So all you are from Dallas, Texas, from the Dallas area?
Yeah, we're all from
You're
Dallas.
You're all born here in the Dallas area?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. And you were telling me your family. Do you know anything how your family decided to come here? Are y'all first generation, all of y'all, or second generation? Like, were y'all born here and your parents were born here, or all your parents are from Mexico?
Nah, my parents were from Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, they were born over there.
So you're first generation.
Yeah. So, I mean, my family was, my mom and my dad both, they were able to come back and forth. You know, they had visas, so they were able to still come and go. So, we were born over here.
What area you told me they were from?
Nuevo Laredo.
Nuevo Laredo. Saludos a Nuevo Laredo.
Saludos a Nuevo Laredo. So we lived over there. I remember when we were kids. I was born here. Mm-hmm. I remember them telling me I was probably 1 year old. We lived here for like that 1 year, the first year that I was born. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, mom and dad.
My mom and dad.
And then they moved back to Mexico for a little while. Then they came back over here whenever I started school, like kindergarten. And from there, we've been living here since.
That's cool. And that's you and your brother?
Yeah.
Because your brother, y'all related.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. For
that's
sure.
That's pretty cool.
And then, you know, whenever I turned, the legal age to fix their papers. Or,
yeah.
I don't know how what the proper way to say that is.
Yeah,
but, you know, I made them from here.
Residents?
Yeah, residents, yeah.
I mean, it's reality for us, right? Whether you want it or not. I mean, sometimes I was born in Mexico, but when I got here, it was illegal for a long time. Yeah. And then my dad had to pay a lot of money for us to make us legal. So some of the things that we have to go through, whether we want it or not.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
So it's pretty cool that you were able to do that for your parents.
Yeah.
You were responsible enough to not be in trouble and then take that big step to help them out.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, it does happen. It's part of our reality, whether you want it or not. ¿Y tú? Where are your family from?
Michoacán.
You were born here también?
Yeah, first generation.
Vale.
Yeah.
Michoacán. Saludos a Michoacán también.
Sir.
And then, of course, were you born here and stay here? Did you ever live in Mexico también?
Nah, I was born here. I stay here.
And you stay here?
Yeah.
You were born here. Yeah, how different age are y'all?
Well, I'm 25. I'm
17.
17. So, like, almost, 8 years?
17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 8 years.
Yeah, I guess they're right.
Tengo que contarle.
Yeah.
Hey, what about yourself?
Michoacán también.
También? And you were born here también?
Yeah, I'm first generation.
In the Dallas area?
Yeah.
First generation? Pues, did you ever ask your parents how brought them here to the U.S.? What made them come?
Money, the struggle.
The money,
they have to.
Yeah.
No hay otra, you know. You have to.
Did they try to do any, as far as like making it over there, growing crops? Because I know that like people don't understand.
Tenía rancho, pero my dad was alone. He couldn't, you know.
He couldn't.
It was a lot to handle. At 16, he came over here.
Yeah, so. 16 years old. Do you know how old were your parents when they got here?
Probably, I think my dad, give or take, was when I was born, my dad was like probably 18. My mom was like 16.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they came and then they went back a few years back and then they came back again. So probably when they stayed here officially, I don't know. I don't want to give like
No, you good. I mean, I know I'm asking you some tough stuff. It's pretty cool to know, you know, how they got here and everything. Do you know anything about your parents' journey here? I mean, how old were they?
They were like 2021.
Yeah?
Yeah, when they had me. Well, my mom crossed the border with me and her belly.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, I was about to be born over there, but my dad was like, nah, like, we got to go over there and stuff. So they brought me over here. I was like...
That's pretty cool.
7 months in. Yeah. When my mom crossed the border.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that like they're born here, and then they their parents send them back to Mexico. They grow up in Mexico.
Yeah.
All they know is Mexico.
Yeah.
And then they want to come to the U.S. And yeah. They're like, hey, I'm gonna cross illegally. I'm like, oh, here you go. Here's your papers. Yeah. Like, what? What do you mean? Like, yeah, you were born over there. You just we never told you. That's crazy. That happens. Okay, so let's start off. How did you get into the music? How did you begin? Where did the inspiration? Any of your family members?
None of my family members are musicos, mm-hmm. but my dad. I remember growing up, he had like two accordions in the closet.
Oh wow!
He never played accordion, but like he would just like make. You know
how he got the accordions?
He bought them. He always wanted to learn. Like mm-hmm. he always like had like a passion to like actually learn, but he never learned. Mm-hmm. And he just had them. He would just like play like. Whatever, you know, he wouldn't even actually do anything, but just make sound. Uh-huh. And like at the other part, like at the age of 14, I was just like, hey, but can I put it on, you know, to see how it feels, you know, just start messing with it. And I'm just, you know, poking at it a little bit. Never really properly learned, I'll like pick it up here and there, but I never actually learned how to play it until maybe like when I was like 18. That's whenever I like put a little bit more, I guess, effort into it.
Yeah.
I had some friends that they were musicos, and I started learning off of them, you know. Mm-hmm. But from there, I started, like, I guess, learning a little bit more what is what, you know, in the music, how to do what, how to put it together with other people. And then let me go back a little bit.
it's cool.
Go.
So I saved up enough money to actually buy, like, a better accordion than the ones that my dad had, you know. So I bought me an accordion.
And about
18? At 18, yeah. Mm-hmm. I bought me like an actual, like, you know, accordions, like the good ones. They're like $5,000.
Oh, dang. They're expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive. So,
how many accordions do you have?
Now I have two.
$10,000.
Yeah, now I have two.
That's crazy.
Yeah, thankfully, you know, with the group and stuff.
Yeah, but you're able to invest your money on getting another accordion. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Sure. So then finally, how long were, like, so you knew that the accordions were there. You must have thought about it a few times before you actually had the courage to tell your dad, hey, can I play with you?
Yeah, please? I mean, I would just see, like, him just messing with it. But, you know, like, it never, like, actually, like, you know, like, how do you call it? Like, actually, for me to actually want to pick it up, you know? So or my dad never, like, pushed me, like, hey, here, like, learn it, you know? It just kind of came eventually by itself, like, oh, you know, I'm curious. Like, I grew up listening to the music, so so little by little, you know, I was just like, then I started getting curious, like around 14. That's whenever I started picking it up and messing with it. But now, after I was 18, then I stopped playing for a little while. You know, the friends that I had that we were like trying to like make something work, it did. You know, we never made anything happen. We just kind of like do it for fun. Mm-hmm. And I ended up selling that $5,000 accordion and just kind of like set the money aside.
Yeah.
And kind of went about my way. Then I think probably like whenever I was like 23. And I bought me another accordion, which is the one that I have now. It's a red and gold one. I actually still have it. I have it with me right now. But then after I was 23, then that's whenever I actually started like putting more effort.
Yeah.
That's when my brother, he started learning how to play the bass.
Nice.
So then from there, we were like, well, you know, we should try to do something, you know, make a little group or something, you know, just to mess around, you know.
Of course.
Because then, you know, he started learning how to play the bass. And plus I played the accordion, so... You know, that little motivation, you know, the both of us now, like, we're trying to make something. So we started, like, looking for someone to, like, help us out in the armonía, which is, like, the guitar, bajo quinto, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Just to, like, follow along with the bass. And then it was the three of us. It was another little friend that we had. Shout out to Mike, ahí anda, seguro. Mm-hmm. He helped us out in a few gigs, like, once we started, like, actually, like, gigging and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he helped us out in a few gigs, and then... And then we figured out that was, you know, he played the guitar because they went to high school together.
Okay, and they were neighbors.
And then we're neighbors. Like, he lives in, like a block away. That's why I call him my neighbor, you know.
Cerquita, like 5 minutes.
You're not that far.
Yeah.
He's the one that takes forever to get
Yeah, right he's, yeah, he's
you
the,
told him.
Yeah, he's the one.
I sat on the block.
Yeah, he's,
she
yeah.
Didn't tell
he,
me
you
nothing.
See, it's no, I was out fast when we went to
That day was Edgardo. Fast.
Yeah, that day was fast, but most of the time we have to sit outside his house.
He
stands like
it on the block. Like, I need to get ready because they're going to put me on blast that day.
No.
So, how did you learn? Did you look at YouTube or was it self taught? Or how was it that you started getting the hang of it?
Yeah, whenever I first started, it was mainly YouTube. Mm-hmm. Picked it up on YouTube, you know, just like learning how to do like song covers. And then, you know, little by little, you start putting like puzzle pieces together and start figuring things out.
Do you remember when the first time you played a song, you're like, damn, I really know how to play now?
I still don't know how to play now. I still don't know how to play now, but you know, nomás, I just be fooling around with it.
But right you feel now. More comfortable.
Yeah,
now
yeah, I feel comfortable now. Yeah, to play it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But I guess the first song that I could say that like, oh, okay, like I feel comfortable playing this, it was probably una cumbia, una cumbia, like. Yeah, like cumbia sampezana. You ever heard that one? That was like the first one that I ever learned. The
and
first song.
You just felt like, yeah, I know how to do this. Yeah,
Según yo, you know. Yeah. Hey. Según yo.
You're doing it now, so.
Yeah, now, but you know, like I just like, you know, it's way easier to like learn covers and stuff, whatever, make your own music.
Yeah, but we talk about here that y'all also have original music.
We we have a couple originals too.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. What about yourself? Batería, right?
Yes, sir.
When did you start getting into learning batería or in the music in general?
Since I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad is the one that pushed me to it. So he didn't push me, but he would take me because my uncle was there. They own a band.
What's the name of their band?
Se llama Grupo Tornado de Perico de Michoacán.
Shout out to them,
a mi tío. I started with them, and then like I started dancing, and then from there I hopped on percussion.
So you were a cadet?
No. I was just a little dancer I started playing percussion, and then from there like the drummer had quit on them, so they're like, hey, and that was how I was like the drums, you know. So they're like, hey, just one day, like, just a normal practice, like, hey, hop on the drums. And from there, I just started playing.
Really?
Yeah, it was how you empecé.
How did you start getting better at it? Just practicing?
Just practicing, just practice.
No,
I
just
know.
Practice?
Yeah, just practice. Yeah, I never watched YouTube videos.
Really?
Yeah.
So it just came to you?
Yeah, it just came to me.
That's crazy.
And then up until this day, it's just like that. Never.
Yeah, because I seen you. Was he the one on the block in Chicago or
another? Nah, it was another guy. It was another guy.
I'm sure you were able to do that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. What about yourself? What made you want to start the bass?
Pues, I would see my brother. Como he would be playing las carnes asadas de la familia.
Yeah.
Y pues.
Sure. That's how you start. You got to start from humble beginnings. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Pues, me inspiró. So we had a little bass, and I was nomás lo empecé a agarrar.
$25 tocar. Bass from eBay, right? Yeah.
$25 bass from eBay.
Was it the black one?
Y ahora, how much your bass cost?
Pues, $1,000.
No más. That's pretty crazy, right?
But yeah.
And then that's when y'all started the conversation about making something. But what made you want to grab the bass? Just
pues, nomás mirar a mi brother tocando.
And that's what inspired you to just like, you know what, like I want to do this too. Yeah. I want to be part of it. That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's nice bonding, bro. That's pretty cool. And yourself?
I mean, they don't want me in the house.
Huh?
I mean, I'm making it in la casa.
They don't want you in the house.
Nah, it's because my mom always like, she's a believer. Like you know, them kids, they have a tablet and se quedan pegados en la casa. Yeah. She don't want me like that. She don't want me in the house. So she's like, pick something you want to do. And I was like, was the guitar? I mean, I saw like videos, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was like, pues me metieron en la escuela porque I didn't get a phone until I was in high school. So I didn't really look at like YouTube and all that. So
you just started learning by ear, or was it
anybody
that was teaching
you? No, I went to a school down in Oak Cliff.
Oh, you went to a school in Oak Cliff?
Yeah, Valero.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Valero.
Yeah.
They know. they're still there.
And then just how you took classes and you started liking it more?
Yeah, I learned the basics like the escalas, like theory over there, all of that. Lo que tiene que ver lo de música. Y luego... Yeah. Well, the mass in videos, yeah, when I got into high school, I got my phone, started looking at videos and all that.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And when did you all of a sudden you see him and they started wanting to get him involved in the group? Because y'all, again, y'all don't live too far away. Y'all go to school together. And then when did y'all started, like, you already started forming a group with him. And then eventually he's the one that came in third member? Or
yeah,
was
he's a third member.
He was a third
member. So, like we said, you know, they met in school. But so he had a friend. Well, why don't you tell the story? You want to tell it, or you want me to just explain it how I know it? All right. So he had a friend in high school that knew him, and he used to play harmonia guitar with another like accordionist that went to his high school.
Yeah.
And they were gonna do like a little performance in the cafeteria.
Nice.
So his friend knew that he played bass in high school, and then that guy told them like, hey, we know some guy that plays the bass. He from there. I guess they all met up, started practicing. I guess in their music class. And they were like, do like little performances in the cafeteria. And then from there, but we knew we needed like someone, you know, to like hop on the guitar, bajo quinto. Okay. But we told him like, hey, pues, you know, come down to the house. Let's practice. And he lived like 5 minutes away.
So, y'all started first, like everybody else just starts practicing together.
Yeah, we started practicing together.
And then when does the discussion of the name, Los Chaparritos de la Cuadra, was okay. there other names originally? No. It was always been this name.
It was always okay, so name. It was always this name because, well, me and my brother, we came up with the name.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes,
so how okay,
that so the backstory on that, well, my dad lives in a street, like it's like, kind of like a circle. Like you, yeah, like a circle street. Cause yeah. Like you go in from one end to the yeah. to the other side, is you know the yeah, same spot. So we used to like just like right there outside in the, like in the street. Like mm-hmm. it's because the houses there they're kind of like it's like four houses. It's like one here. They're like they're all facing each other, yeah. and then like there's like a middle driveway.
Right.
So like they would like have cookouts in the middle driveway, like right there, and like
so you have a whole block party.
Yeah, like a whole little block party.
Yeah.
So like I would come outside, you know, with a guitar and just like sing or like you know the accordion or me and my brother. That's how we started.
For all the neighborhoods.
Yeah, for the little neighborhoods right that's there. Cool. It was you know a cuadra is like you yeah, cut it's block. A street. Yeah, it's a block, block. You know, so you know we were like kind of short compared to like a lot of guys. But I mean, a lot of people contradict us. Like, hey, why do y'all call that?
Y'all not, I said that as yeah, soon as you walked yeah, in. I'm like,
y'all not sure. But you know, there's a lot of other like musicians that are like way taller than us. You know.
Hello, quickly jumping in to let you know, I know you are enjoying the show, so go ahead and subscribe, hit the notification bell, and now, back to the episode.
You know, we're the shorter ones from, like, the bunch of, like, the other musicos, so, you know, we're like, I mean, we're short, and then we're just, like, playing in the block right there, so, Los Chaparritos de la Cuadra, you know, and then I started creating, like, a little logo, like, on a napkin, in a pen, when I still used to work.
Yeah.
And,
And that's how it came to be.
Yeah, then I send it out to like some guy that does like, you know, digitizes logos and stuff. And then he came up with like a better idea. And yeah, from there, it was just that.
Los Chaparritos.
Well, you know, me and my brother started that name.
Yeah.
And then he came up was, I mean, he's way taller than us, but you know,
at that point, the name. Yeah.
Los Chaparritos de la Cuadra con una estrellita.
Yeah, he's a star. He's the eye on the dot.
That's pretty cool. I was doing with my, like one thing was typing something and said the shorties of the block.
Shorties of the block, yeah.
The translation was straight up. Yeah. No, it was YouTube. I was watching his YouTube channel and I think I click on my laptop English or Spanish and it said the shorties or English and it said shorties of the block. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, we say that sometimes just joking around.
Of the
like,
block. That's what the it block. Is, yeah. The translation.
Yeah, that's a translation.
Okay. Of the block. So now that y'all got the group together, it's three of y'all. Y'all used to have another batería.
Yeah, the our old drummer.
Other one.
Shout out to Isaac.
Isaac.
Yeah.
So he's no longer wanting to do it, or he wanted to do something different.
Okay, let me start off from how we met him, I guess.
Okay.
So going back to when I was in high school and like I was like 18 at the time, where I used to hang out with like the group of musicos back in the day. So Isaac's brother, shout out to Nick. That's his brother, older brother's name. He played the bass and like in the little like group of people that I used to hang out with. So. Because I knew he had a little brother at the time. I think Isaac was probably like 14.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how I met Isaac, like through his older brother. Yeah, was like, now that we were actually trying to start a band, a group, I started looking up Isaac on Instagram. I was like, we need a drummer, but like we didn't know anyone else, you know?
Yeah.
So we're like, all right, well, let's try to, who plays drums? I had another homeboy actually in high school who he's a pretty good drummer too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he's doing his own thing, you know, he has a family now, he's married and stuff, and but he's not really like too focused in music.
Right,
so but he was never available to actually like join a group, you know, plus he had another group at the time.
Yeah.
But then I come across like Isaac. Okay, it was Isaac. I hit him up on Instagram like, hey, what's up, bro? Like, what are you doing? I think he was playing with another group at the time. Mm-hmm. But we invited him out to practice, you know, and from there was we practiced a couple times, you know, see what we could do. We started getting a little bit more gigs, and that's how we started. We just started, you know, from the very bottom, you know, just
awesome. Yeah. Okay, let's start out about the first gig.
First gig.
Do you remember?
I remember the first gig.
Which one? What was it?
The first gig with four of us. Uh-huh. The four of us.
Oh, just in general, your first gig, period, in general.
Okay, so my first gig in general was from my uncle. He had a party in a salon, and it was me, my brother, and another guy, and he was not in there yet.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, nah. But we were already Chaparritos de la Cuadra at the time.
So what was it? It was just a bautizo or just a
he had? I think it was a bautizo. Uh-huh. I think it was a bautizo, if I remember correctly. You want to bautizar a mi little cousin.
Uh-huh.
And, my uncle hired us. You know, he paid us.
How many songs did you have at that time to play? At that time? You know?
honestly, it was not that many because me and my brother were barely starting. Yeah. So it was probably was just the time that the little bit of time that we played, probably like, well, we played like 3 hours.
Really?
We had 3 hours.
Dang. And so with how many songs? That's a lot of time.
Well, yeah, but I guess.
¿Repitieron muchas canciones?
No, we didn't repeat them. I guess. Yeah, I guess it was probably like unas 60 songs maybe.
Really? You already knew 60 songs by your first gig?
Yeah, if not, we were not going to be able to do it. Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, we probably knew like about 60 songs at the time.
So y'all must have been practicing for a long time before
your first gig. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we had like at least, tampoco, not a long time, maybe like a month or two.
A month or two.
Yeah, but we were like really trying to get at it. So we're like this, like learning songs.
How long were you practicing? Every day or every other day?
Well, me and him, we'll practice like almost every day.
Every day.
After I would get off of work, every day, just get at it. But with other people, we never really had other people to practice. It was just me and him.
Okay, so that's why you picked it up a lot more.
Yeah, because it was always just me and him.
And then now it's a little bit easier because I don't know what you use, but sometimes you use your phone kind of sort of see the lyrics of the
I don't know
who they are.
Yeah.
What is it that you use? Is it
you can use karaoke? Your phone. No, you just go on Google and you just like look up on like Safari or Google. Just look up the lyrics of whatever song you want.
And then you just go off of it.
You just put it there, in case you forget or whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's cool. What about yourself? You remember your first gig with them?
Yeah, it was in Fort Worth, right? It was that ranch party.
It was a crazy.
They
crazy
wasn't trying.
The one with the blog?
Nah, it was different. They wasn't trying to let us go and stuff. We had another gig.
They had us amenazados. How do you say that?
Threatened
us.
Okay, so y'all got to the gig and they wouldn't let y'all leave.
Well, we finished our time that we had.
How many hours was that?
That was like what, three, four?
Four. It was four.
We played 4 hours.
You didn't have a manager at the time?
No, we were still with Malverde, but Malverde, but he was doing his own, like he was somewhere else that night.
So that day, you do the gig and you finish your time.
Finished our time. And we had another event after. So we had to leave. Like we couldn't stay, but contracts or whatever.
Yeah.
We had another event after. And the customers, the clients, they were already a couple beers in, a couple shots in. Yeah. Everybody was lit. Like the party was going actually like really good. Everybody dancing. Like they were really hyped. And when it came time to actually like go, we're like picking up. The client is like, nah, don't go. Like they started off nice. Nah, don't go. Like we'll pay you extra, this and that. Like it's because it's not about the money really. It's more like about our word,
Yeah, you had another gig.
Yeah, we had another
contract
event.
Yeah. With somebody else.
And we couldn't. Like we don't want to burn our name either, because you don't show up or something and people start burning you on social media. So, you want to keep on going with that or you want
me? Dale. You got it.
All right, so, the customer, the client, he was like, they started off nice, like, hey, we'll pay y'all more, stay. Like, nah, we really can't. It's just our word with the client, with the next client. We can't. No le podemos quedar mal. How do you say that?
Yeah, just can't let them down. You have a contract. You have not only your word, but you have a contract that you're going to be over there and play. So you cannot just not show up.
Yeah, you can't just not show up.
Yeah, because that's like not being professional for what you're
doing.
Yeah,
not professional. Well, with any job, you already have a contract there. Yeah. Put your word, they're expecting you to be there.
You can't let them down because they're already expecting you. They already pay you some money, whether it'll be a down payment.
Deposit.
Yeah, deposit.
So we were there kind of like going back and forth. Like, we got to go. So we started picking things up. The client is just like, put everything down. Y'all not going to leave, this and that. Or like, we don't care. Like, they started cussing.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they have it's a rancho, so I'm pretty sure
it's a ranch, packing. They have weapons. You never know. You just never know. So.
Y luego, how did you just like?
Was after going back and forth. I think we ended up playing an extra hour for them.
Todavía.
Yeah, we did actually play the extra hour because at that point they were like really going off. Yeah. So we played an extra hour, and then after that they still wanted us to keep going. Then after that we just started picking up. They were like, basically as we were like taking things out, they were just like, screw y'all, fuck y'all. I don't know if you want to blur those words out.
Yeah.
Basically cussing at us in Spanish.
It's understandable, we're already drunk and everything. And y'all are in their private property.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard for you just to get up and go. Yeah. But what steps are y'all taking now to make sure that doesn't happen in the future? Because it can get really bad.
You
want to make sure that y'all stay playing.
So, like, in the future?
Yeah, in the future for y'all. So that
to prepare better?
Yeah.
You really can't. Like,
really?
Whenever you're playing, like, private parties, you just don't know what to expect. Sometimes, the customers could be either really nice. You don't know what they do for a living.
Are y'all more selective now to taking private gigs? Because y'all know that's kind of not too much of a risk, but, it could be more of a hassle depending on the guests. I'm sorry, depending on whoever hosting the party.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we can always be more selective for sure. Like now, yeah. like getting private events and or public events, you know. But it's just typically on Saturdays. But pretty sure I can speak for like all the local musicians here. Everybody usually likes to get like private events on Saturdays, mainly on Saturdays, because everybody like you know is where more money comes in because you play several hours.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, I mean.
That's crazy that happened. I'm glad y'all got to leave that place. Yeah. But how do you feel knowing that like that happened on your first event?
I was just like, shit, you know, like, como, you know, like, my first gig and then this happens, you know?
After
but
that.
But not everything, I mean, at the end of the day, everything was cool, you know? After they let that, us go. They had to let us go.
He didn't talk to us for a month. He was scared.
Oh, nah, so he didn't.
Nah.
He took a break. Like,
yeah, he took a break. He was like, nah.
Trying to call it, he won't answer.
Yeah, like, nah.
Message on red. I'm like, what the hell's going
Locked.
On? Yeah. Are you going to practice today?
No, it's because by then, like, he was not official with us yet. He was just helping us for the night because it was whenever the old drummer was, we split up.
Gotcha.
So we were just like kind of like getting help for like 2-3 months.
Yeah.
Or like he was one of the ones that helped us out for that night.
Yeah. How do you, what do you remember about the first gig? Do you remember?
Well, yeah, well, the same thing.
The same one. But what were you feeling like at that time?
Well, I was nervous because it was my first time ever playing.
Yeah.
Like, in the stage.
With the people?
Yeah.
Even though it was your family, though, we're still nervous, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's your family, but it's still like, you know, it still gives you like the little nervousness because. Because, I mean, it's your first time performing in front of, like, an actual crowd, you know?
And what was it feeling like whenever y'all got to finish the gig? How do you feel for y'all to be able to do at least one gig out the way?
Relieved, like.
Yeah, it's like a satisfaction that you get, you know? Like, oh, you know, hell yes, you know.
¿Y qué les dijo el tío? ¿Les dio una propina? Give you a
No, it was, you know, he just paid us what it was, you know, what we agreed on. After that, I think that night we ended up going back to his place and keep going a little bit more. Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. ¿Está bien? We'll go back to you in a second.
Oh, boy,
hey, what about yourself? When was your first gig? Was it the same gig with them?
Nah, my first gig was New Year's, though. Con ustedes.
Oh, yeah.
It was New Year's. It was like around that time. At that time, it was just us three. I had a little six string guitar.
Uh-huh.
He had the red accordion.
Yeah.
He had a bass. It was prestado, no?
Nah, it was the one I had now.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Era prestado. It was the orange one.
Anyways.
Oh, yeah, anyways. we played. It was, I mean, we had the system we have now. I mean, I feel like we were pretty good, even though we were just starting off.
Yeah. You know? So, the system, how many speakers do you have going starting off whenever y'all started? Like, was only...
In the beginning?
In the beginning.
Oh, in the beginning, I mean, we had just, like, two highs, which is, like, just, like, two speakers pointing out.
Yeah.
And eventually, we ended up buying a subwoofer and then monitors so we could hear ourselves, you know, but... Time, you know, with time.
Yeah. It's nice to know that y'all reinvesting on
some
of the gigs too.
Yeah, you got to reinvest.
Get better your equipment, have more speakers, and then now y'all be able to go anywhere.
Yeah, you can go anywhere.
I mean, it's cool whenever you go into a club and you can do sound check and they have all the freaking speakers. But it's easier whenever you're doing private gigs, which it is. Private gigs do play a whole lot more.
Yeah.
A little bit, some of it could be more riskier.
Yeah.
But you have your own equipment and you give me more money off of it.
Especially more comfortable
like
too.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, so how did y'all, as far as Malverde, when did he come around? Shout out to him. First of all, I know him for a little while. And when did y'all meet? When did y'all meet him?
Okay, so Malverde.
Malverde Productions.
Malverde Productions. Shout out to Malverde. Malverde, we met him when we officially started the group. Mm-hmm. Like whenever I created the Instagram for like our group. Mm-hmm. Well, we started like posting like little clips of us like playing. That was when Isaac. Helped us out for the first gig, like with drummer and everything. Malverde hit me up. He's like, hey, like, well, you know, like, what's up? Like, how's it going? You know, I'm interested, you know, in working with y'all guys. You know, if y'all want to come down, we're shooting some videos for another group. If y'all want to come down, you know, just to hang out and kind of see how it is. We're like, yeah, you know, why not? Let's go out. So me and my brother went out there. At that point, he was working at Golden Chick, so he couldn't make it
Golden
out.
Golden Chicken.
Yeah.
Gotta make some bread somehow.
Y'all like chicken, working on the chicken industry.
Yeah.
No shout outs, but.
No shout outs, but yeah, I mean.
You worked in the chicken industry too? No?
Nah.
You too? Nah. You never work, right?
Nah,
well, except for a musician. That's pretty dope, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Y luego? So, y'all went to see how everything was going on?
We went to go, we pulled up, and, you know, we met him, like, what's up, bro? You know, like, get to know.
Was that there that day?
Huh?
Was that there on that day? Who was it that was y'all recording?
They were recording, this was like a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
They were recording Los del Barrio.
With
Pulpo and Pulpo Ranch.
I got you.
Yeah. But we just pulled up, you know, we're just like, oh, why not? You know, let's go. And then after that, was we had a little gig after that. We did, like, in the beginning, when it was, like, us four, like, officially, like, with a drummer, we did a lot of promotional gigs, like, where we didn't get paid, you know, just to put our name out there. Yeah. You know? So we could also lose a fear, too, because, you know, when you're first starting, like, with no musical background or nothing, was, you know, you have stage fright and everything. So you got to lose the fear, you know, loosen up a little bit. But yeah, we did a lot of promotional gigs in the beginning, too. Yeah. And a lot of places that also scammed us. I'm not going to mention any names. They promised to pay us that they didn't pay us. I'm not going to mention any names.
A few, I mean, few,
yeah, just
let's not call them out, but that's messed up, bro. Yeah. Because it's cool that you know you're already going into a gig with an understanding that, first of all, a lot of y'all don't understand how much work they have to put on in to go do a gig. And then it's cool that y'all took some promotional gigs and y'all know y'all want to get your pay.
Yeah.
But it's messed up whenever the agreement is said that y'all were going to get paid and they didn't pay y'all for all the work y'all do.
Yeah.
It's cool whenever you're building your name or whatever. And how many gigs do you think you did that it was like for the
for free? Like around 10. I would say like around a good 10 gigs. Right?
Yeah, around there. Damn. And it's kind of it's kind of messed up because a lot of people think like, oh, they're musicals. They have it easy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they have it easy, but they don't know like where you got to go. You know, we got to get ready like hours before a show, you know, make sure that all of the equipment is ready to go.
Run through y'all's day on a gig day.
On a gig day?
Let's just say
for tomorrow.
A whole weekend. Say a whole weekend. Starting off Friday. How does it start?
Okay, well, today we're here. Today's Friday, so earlier today was... I usually sleep in a lot. I'm not going to lie. I'm lazy. But, you know, I go to the gym. I wake up like around 1 or 2.
We can tell.
Yeah.
You'll be pumping some iron, bro.
I hit the gym like around 1 or 2. Then after that, I get home, eat something, whatever, fast food, or if my mom made something, or if not, I'll cook myself. You know, I'm a chef myself. Chef Krusinski. I get to eating, then probably like lay down for a little bit, take another nap, you know, so I could be ready for the night or whatever. Then if it's a public gig, like tonight, for example, we try to get there like an hour early or like 30 minutes before. So
Before then, though, you have to get a haircut and everything.
Yeah, we got to go. Oh, yeah. Like today, I usually get my haircuts on Friday. So throughout that time after the gym or before, I got to go get my haircut, you know. Mm-hmm. And we get to the gig like an hour, 30 minutes early.
Yeah.
You know, just set up everything, make sure everything's ready to roll. And, you know, we do our gig 1 hour set or whatever. Sometimes an hour, sometimes 2 hours, depending on the client. We do our gig. Then after that, we head out, maybe like a pit stop at Whataburger or something. Quick trip.
Nunca falta.
Yeah, never goes wrong.
Un cocon.
Yeah.
Then after that, you get home probably like around 3 a.m. most of the time. Even if the gig is like tonight, like 11, 10, whatever, you always end up getting home like 1 or later. So like 1, 2, 3 a.m. And then you got to shower, you got to, you know, lay down in bed before you go to sleep. So you probably end up going to sleep like 4 or 5 a.m., whether you want it or not.
What about the plane itself? Even though people might see it as being easy, like I don't know how to sing well. I don't know how to play any of this stuff, but you have to be carrying the damn equipment. Setting it all up, playing for an hour or two.
Yeah.
And then that's strenuous to the body, whether you want it or not. You have to have some conditioning. Yeah.
You sweat a lot. I'll tell you that. Like you especially now that like we're in summer over here in Texas.
Yeah.
You sweat a lot. Even if it's indoors, sometimes, you know, you sweat. Cause, I mean, especially me. I mean, like, well, for all of us, actually. But, you know, some musicos do their show. Some they just stand there and play the music. But me, like, I try to, like, walk around, move the accordion a lot. You know, just to, like, put on a little bit better show for the people. Yeah. You know, I like, you know, feeling the energy, you know. I like people feeling my energy too, you know. So,
y'all done well for yourselves on TikTok,
TikTok helped us out a lot.
It's been popping. I think one of them is even a few million.
Yeah, probably close to a million. Yeah. Probably already hit a million on there.
That's why. Wow.
Thankfully, that's you know.
And what is the more critic? There's a bunch of people that just criticize just because.
Yeah, so a lot of people criticize, but I mean, you got to know how to take the criticism though, because like if you go to any video that could be like a professional artist, like, you know, someone that's really known, or like a musico on the very bottom, you know, in the famous people, like the ones that are at the very top, you're gonna go and see bad comments no matter what. Like, so, you know, you just gotta like, okay, just ignore them, you know. I mean, it's getting numbers for a reason.
Only you know what you're doing, what's doing.
That's true.
I mean, and I'm not gonna lie, you know, going back to where we first started, like, you know, we were trash. Like, I'm not gonna lie, we were trash. To whoever sees this, you know, although the musicals, we had a lot of haters too. A lot of people are like, they just blew up off of TikTok and they think that they're the biggest thing, but we never actually thought we were like big, you know?
Yeah.
We were just riding the wave, you know, just like anyone else would do, you know, just ride the wave. Yeah. And just all you could really do is just practice and get better, you know, whether people talk trash about you or not, you know?
Yeah, because they're not the ones that put in the hours, yeah, they're putting in the free gigs that did. And then you guys keep showing up, you know, getting over the fear.
Yeah.
And then getting to the point where now you are able to, like, want to put a show for people and they're entertained and they're dancing, they get involved.
But, right? I mean, not even that. Like, even, like, a lot of other musicals, like, talk trash on us. Like, really? When we first started, like, a lot of local bands. I mean, I don't want to mention any names.
But they would say the same thing. Just, I just blew off of TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, y'all blew off of TikTok, you know, and, like, they would see us and they would laugh in our faces and things like that. I mean, I'm not saying we're cold now, but, you know, we stand our ground, I believe, pretty well. Yeah, I believe.
Y'all done quite a bit of work. Y'all opened up for a bunch of people. Not only opened up, but y'all headlined your own night at the times.
Yeah.
So how does that feel? I know, so tell me your favorite gig when you opened up, you were the main event.
Okay.
And then also the time whenever you opened up for somebody else. I seen Arley Perez, Los Cuervos del Barranco, Paul Urias, and that's just to name a few. There's a bunch of them. So what is your favorite gig so far that you had opened up for whoever it was?
Okay. So for opening up for a big event, I think it was when we played with Marca Registrada in Rodeo West Dallas.
Yeah.
That was like probably like, I mean, for me, it was like one of our, like, I don't want to say like performance wise it was the best, but like, you know, the feeling, because it was like a complete sold out.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of faces and, you know, people at the time that kind of already like distinguished who we were. So when we like play like a certain song, like you could hear the roar of people. It's not just like 2-3 people just like, you know, you hear a roar, you know.
How do you feel?
It's a different feeling.
Whenever you're taking it in and you're doing and you see the people like that.
Yeah,
you at the moment you think about it or later on?
No, you think about it in the moment, like you get like chills, you know, You just kind of like soak it all in.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling.
What about yourself? What was your favorite like person that you opened up so far for?
With these guys?
Yeah.
I think with Edgardo.
Oh, Edgardo Nunez. Yeah. That was a pretty good experience.
I saw that blog too.
That was a really nice experience.
Yeah, because I even let him borrow your Tololoche.
He hit us up. He invited me on stage that night. He invited me on stage. That was really bad experience.
Yeah.
You know, really humble.
Yeah,
for sure.
Nice. Yeah, I seen the blog. However, you know, he was just talkative, just talking like he knew y'all and like, have you been here before? You know, not being like a bud or people think about celebrities.
Yeah. For sure. He was just like talking like we're just like homeboys and stuff.
Yeah. What about yourself? What was your favorite one so far?
Well, the same thing that my brother said, el de Marca Registrada.
Yeah, tuya.
También Marca. It's because you gotta understand, like, all the lights flashing, everything. It's like, I don't know. It's something you don't imagine.
Freaking venue.
Yeah, because it was like sold out. Like, it was two floors. Like, everything was like sold out. Like, full of people, you know?
Thousands of people were there.
I mean, I don't know how many people actually fit in there, but maybe 2,000-3,000.
Bro, VIP to the back.
Yeah, everything was sold out.
Second floor, everything.
All the way to the end of the place.
How long was that one ago?
That one was
last year, but what one was it?
Last year around, I don't remember, maybe like October. I think it was like October, in October.
And that, how many times have you headlined your own show? And how did it feel whenever they wanted you to be the ones, the headliner that day?
Atlanta, bro.
Atlanta and Chicago. They called us up. We drove out there, you know. We got to actually budget everything, you know, because, I mean.
20-something hours, no, to get to Chicago?
We did like 14. 18? Well, we did like 14.
Damn, you were going fast.
No, it's because, wait, how many was it? No, we did like 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, 17, 18.
14, like, you know, stop. Too fast.
No, like stopping, stopping and everything,
It takes 15, 20 minutes to stop and get gas and stretch out.
And these guys like to poop a lot, so nah.
So y'all were actually hired to headline in Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago.
A few shows, not only one, right?
We did a few shows out there.
So how did that happen? How did that
happen? I think going back to like TikTok, for sure, like, you know, but our videos were blowing up and whatever, we're making like a little bit of noise, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess a promoter from out there, from Chicago, they got in contact with me. They sent me like a few messages on Instagram, and I was like looking at it. I couldn't believe it, you know, like, nah, this guy's probably trying to scam you. Yeah, he's trying to scam us because it sounded like too good to be true, you know? And then like,
him to ask you, just pay me $100 and y'all can come out.
No, I mean, like he asked for my number. I talked to him and he was like, you know, I offer you this much to come out here. And, you know, like, I mean, like a big amount of money. So I was like, sounds kind of sketchy. You know, I talked to Malverde about it. I was like, what do you think? You know, it sounds a little iffy. Because it sounds like, you know, a good chunk of change, you know?
Yeah.
It was the guy who was like, you know, like, I could transfer you the money, you know, we could talk numbers to get the contract going and everything. And was, I mean, we're just going with the flow at the moment. You know, we're still like 50-50 on it. Cause
was it a venue or was it a privada?
No, it was a venue. It was four venues that we're going to do.
Nice.
Yeah. And yeah, me and Valverde talk back and forth, you know, because we kind of work together a lot on like our gigs. So we're like, all right, well, you know, might as well just send him a contract out there and let's see if he if the guy's actually real. He's trying to scam us, you know, because, I mean, the guy was not asking us for like any like personal information or things like that, you know, like out of the ordinary. So like, I'll just transfer you the deposit, you know, after we cover the contract and everything. So like 2 or 3 weeks passed and like nothing. We didn't hear back from the guy. So we're like, man, you know what? He was probably just a scammer. Eventually he got in contact back with us. And he was like, all right, everything's set with the contract. He sent it back to us, and then he sent the deposit, which was like half of the total amount. Damn. So we were like, okay, I guess it's a done deal. Yeah, and pues, we went out there. We drove out there to Chicago, and it was kind of like a mess over there. Like, I mean, like for a first experience, you know, we didn't really know how to like go about it. Like, because, you know, we booked like several hotels, and we're like jumping from hotel to hotel because it was like different areas, you know?
Yeah. I remember that on the blog. Yeah, we had to be at this hotel, but we had to check out and be on this hotel.
Yeah, like, it's good. Yeah, because like all the venues were like different. And, but, you know, you get like, you know, the customers, they give you drinks and stuff when you're on stage. Sometimes people don't know like how to take a no for an answer, you know? So. Yeah. Like, that's why we could have just stayed in one hotel, but we, like, more for the sake of, like, how we were going to get from the event to back to the hotel. So, we're trying to get, like, the nearest hotel to the event.
Dang.
For each show.
So, 4 shows.
We have 4 shows.
Paid to go travel over there.
Yeah.
And when y'all driving over there, how does it feel that y'all actually got paid to be traveling to go play?
It's like a cool little experience, you know. Yeah. We were on the road. I mean, we're just like, you know, just going with the wave, actually. You know?
He's laughing really hard. Why are you laughing
I'm laughing because of Chinatown.
Oh, Chinatown is from the vlog. If you want to figure out what we're laughing about, go check out the vlog.
Yeah, go check out their vlog on their channel. Make sure you go subscribe to their channel as well. Los Chaparitos de la Cuadra. Shorties Chicago of the block. Vlog.
Yeah,
Shorties Chicago block. That's pretty cool. Atlanta, same thing.
Atlanta, same thing. Yeah, a promoter from out there. But that was just one event. But yeah, it was still like, you know, we felt more confident in that one because the guy was, it was like someone legit, you know, someone he already had like a name for himself out there. So
he hosted, he showed us around.
Yeah. He called us out there. We got the contract going. Send us a deposit. Boom. We went out there whenever the time came, and yeah, you know, he showed us around. The promoter was pretty cool. You know, he even took us back to his place, and
that's,
you know,
dope.
Yeah, like we kind of hanged out there for a little while. We drank it up at his place. You know, pretty cool guy.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Irvin from Atlanta too.
Shout out.
We might be going back. He wants us like coming up in these next month. So
Atlanta, be on the lookout. Los Chaparitos de la Cuadra, maybe, possibly in the near future. Yeah. Almost done.
Yeah.
Okay. So after y'all do that, here locally, y'all been headliners too, también, right? In different venues here that you have.
Yeah.
But how do you feel whenever y'all get to do those here?
Here? Well, I mean, it's pretty cool, you know, because people now, like, here locally, was a lot of, like, the same, you see a lot of the same faces. A lot of people already, like, distinguish who we are, you know. Oh, Chaparitos are playing here. Let's go, you know.
That's cool.
So, yeah, people follow us around, and, like, you know, when you get off the stage, people are like, can we take a picture with y'all? You know, we like how y'all play. Or, you know, you always get, like, the, like, people, like, trying to get a picture. That's always a cool experience as well.
How does it feel if you had to get pictures with people, that people want to take pictures with y'all? It has to be. I mean, of course it feels good, right?
Yeah.
But is it not, like, awkward thing to be like, why do they want to take pictures with?
Sometimes. You know, I'm still not used to it all the way. You know what I mean? I don't feel like I'm going to get used to it. Because, like you said, I mean, I don't feel like people look at us big, but I don't feel like we're big.
Yeah.
You know? I just feel normal.
Yeah, we just feel like normal, you know, and people like, because they admire you, like, oh, you're Chaparitos, you know, like, I want to take a picture with them, but we just feel like we're just like any ordinary people.
Now, y'all got numbers. Y'all doing well for yourselves, numbers, and of course, y'all making money off what y'all doing.
Yeah.
Of course, that means that if you're not seeing yourself, that means that you can go even higher, bigger. Yeah. So that's pretty dope that y'all stay humble.
Yeah.
And then y'all keep working, and y'all didn't let the other groups, which is a lot of them, get discouraged because they were, you know, they didn't see a certain way.
Yeah.
And then we're not all y'all united like that, all the grupos, and it's crazy that it happens because y'all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of money for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. And so you have 2 projects out, right? If I'm not mistaken. Oh, you have one project so far.
For what? Like,
as far as projects y'all put out on
music?
On music. Oh, okay. Yeah, musical projects, yes.
Okay, well, we're actually right now we're like cooking up like a little album that we want to release when we hit 10K.
On Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram.
So when you hit 10K, go follow them.
We got we need like 50 followers.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Go follow them. Go follow them whenever this comes out. When I start tagging, I get this 50. All
right.
And whenever you get those 10K on social media, on IG, then you're going to release a whole album.
Yeah, we're going to have
it. Is it already ready to go?
We're still working on it, but basically it's almost ready.
Yeah. ¿Cómo se va a llamar? Do you have the name yet for it? Can you share the name yet?
What do you think? No, we don't have a name for it.
Yeah, we haven't thought about it.
No, we don't have a name yet.
So tell me about the first project that you released. It did well on social media. On YouTube, I was watching the numbers. It did really well for you.
You're talking about the Inédita, the one that's our song?
Is that what it's called? Because I couldn't tell the name on the actual project.
Okay.
¿Cómo se llamaba?
Okay, so we...
One was has a pizza on it and your name.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's the other album. That's the first album.
That's the first one.
¿Y cómo
se llama ese?
That one.
¿Cómo se llama?
Chaparritos Volume 1.
Volume 1. That's what I saw.
It was just like Volume 1. Right? It was just some basic ass name.
Okay. Y el otro era Pisteando.
Pisteando con Chaparritos. But that was just like crap. Like, we're just like messing around one day.
In the backyard one day.
Yeah, just in the backyard.
Put it in there.
Yeah, we recorded that with an electric drum set and we're just like, just messing around. We're like, we just did that one as a joke.
And then this one for the 10K is professionally done in the studio.
Yeah, we're in the studio. Shout out to my compa Anthony, AV Studios. Yeah. Check him out in Dallas. He's pretty good.
So yeah, how close is it for y'all to finish those?
Because
the 50 followers, they're gonna come fairly quick.
Nah, but we got another session here next week on Tuesday, and we should probably be done with it then.
Yeah. And then all the platforms, it'll be out on every.
Yeah, it'll
platform.
Be on the platforms. I would say maybe like we give it like a month tops.
Okay, months tops. All right, that's awesome. All right, so if y'all wanna play something for us real quickly here in a few minutes,
sure.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we're gonna take a quick break so they can go ahead and play something for us. There's a couple of songs because they have to go. So we'll be right back.
Ahí te va, mendigaise. Ah, sí, viejo. No me importa nada que tenga que ver contigo. Sí, fuiste importante, pero todo lo has perdido. Chiquitita, dice. Gracias a Dios que te quitó de mi camino. Si vieras, estoy muy tranquilo. Adiós y muchas gracias por el tiempo que perdimos. No fue un gusto el haberte conocido, fue un error. Lo que duele es de lo que se aprende. Y ve, lárgate y ya vete a pistear con tus amigos y tus amigas que son del mismo estilito. Pregúntale a todos los que se las han pues todas las mujeres de tu tipo se usan como diversión. Ahí está un pedacito de esa nomás. Mujeres de tu tipo se llama. Vamos a echar la otra. Dale esa si quieres nomás, es bacana. Vamos a echar esta, se llama No Quiero Perderte, chiquitita. Dice, así ya como. A verte, sé que estás con tus amigas. Mami, eres tú mi medicina, no me dejes. No quiero perderte. Nunca he sido un santo. Estaba en el antro y tus amigas me miraron con una güerita, dicen que estaba bailando. No les hagas caso. Hoy quiero tomar a tu lado, que nos emborrachemos y hagamos el amor. Y tu celular ponlo en modo avión. Quiero que me bailes escuchando reggaetón, que nadie nos moleste. Chiclosa, mojaremos el colchón. Dice. ¡Sí!
thank you very much for playing. Appreciate y'all very much. I seen y'all live. I mean, honestly, I seen y'all live actually.
Yeah.
And
one of the events. Gosa. Yeah.
And then I seen y'all on all social media. So now definitely, y'all know that y'all put a show. So thank y'all for doing that. I'm pretending, by the way, we're recording this. I'm not going to be. I can't lie, bro. Okay, so tell me once again all your social media. Where can they follow y'all?
Okay, so on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Los Chaparritos de la Cuadra.
Los Chaparritos de la Cuadra. We're going to put it in the description.
Yeah. Almost everything. OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, too. Y'all want to check us out?
Do you have an OnlyFans for real?
Yeah. We do like private shows there. But
Okay. There's a lot of, I'm not going to say, but go check out the blog so y'all can know there's a lot of that going on. Shout outs. Any shout outs that you have going on?
Shout outs. Plus, you know, Anthony from AV Studios, you know, he's the one behind all the recordings. So shout out to him. Shout out to Malverde for sure. Shout out to you guys, you know, for inviting us out on your show. And, you know, just all the supporters on TikTok, Instagram, everyone who follows us, you know, from day one, or if you're new as well, you know, appreciate it for following
Remember
us.
Mom and dad, bro.
From mom and dad, you know, everyone. No, shout out to my dad, my mom, everyone, you know.
How do they feel about y'all doing this?
Nah, they're proud. They're proud for sure. Yeah.
What about yourself? Shout outs?
Shout out to, you know, to my mom, to my pops, you know, my brother. And that's about it. And, you know, appreciate you for having us here tonight, you know.
Appreciate
you.
Que dijo mi brother.
Everything that
you're not gonna copy. What do you feel in your heart that you want to say of anybody that's been seeing you, watching them, and it'd be like, it's kind of weird.
Shout out to El de los Lentes on TikTok. El de los Lentes on TikTok.
El de los Lentes on TikTok.
Oh yeah,
that's what's up.
So you're
that's him.
Y tú?
Shout outs, mom, pops, and my brothers. You know, they've all been there since day one. They've been encouraging me. You know, nunca falta ustedes también for having us here.
Appreciate y'all. And what is the lesson? I know you've been doing it for a little while now, but what is the lesson? Now you're a lot older than you were when you started, but what is a lesson that you learned that you would tell your younger self that will help somebody else right now?
You got to stay disciplined, for sure. You got to stay disciplined. Yeah. Wake up, you know, plan everything ahead, you know, ahead of time, make sure. Because, you know, it's not just showing up to the gig, you know, you got to prepare yourself. You got to have like a proper like plan, you know, like book everything in advance. You know, you just can't show up one day like, oh, what I have today. You know, you got to plan ahead the night before or like a week before, you know, for what's coming for the weekend. But just stay disciplined, you know, plan everything. And, yeah, just don't fall off.
Do you have kind of sort of an idea of what you're going to be playing throughout the night whenever you get ready?
For sure. Yeah, we have a set plan in case the like people there in the crowd, they want like a certain song with them. We just do that, and then we just keep going.
And I noticed that whenever people ask, y'all do, you know, pretty much cater to the people.
Yeah, we got
to
cater.
They want a guapango, they want a cumbia, they want whatever. Dance,
we got to cater for sure.
That's badass, badass.
At the end of the day, people are the ones that, you know, they get you out there.
Yeah, they're the ones that pay for the money, and they follow you, and, you know. I believe y'all have fans. I really do believe y'all have fans. You can't say you not have fans. I don't like that word so much, but I feel like people really do support y'all. Whatever it is that y'all at, they want to be there.
There's got to be a couple people, you know.
That's badass.
That follow us.
Okay, so this was a more real life stuff, but I feel it's still a pretty good question. So whenever I wake up, I say, I'm not immortal, I am mortal, and I will die one day. And that's not just to scare me, it's to realize that, you know, we're not here for a long time. Mm-hmm. I wish y'all a long, prosperous life. I wish all the success in the world. However, when everything's said and done, what do you want people to hope or to say or to think about your life at the end?
About me? That's a good one. I never really thought about that, but I mean, I just want people to remember me as like, you know, the guy who just like put everything on the stage, you know. Oh, you just talking about music or you just talking about in general?
In general. Whatever you want. Music or personal, whatever you would like.
Nah, but I just want people to remember me as me, you know. Like, I've always been the way that I am. I don't pretend to be someone that I'm not, you know. That's outside of the stage, you know. I'm just always myself. When you see me in public, you know, on the stage or, you know, or not on stage, I'm always just myself, you know, just same humble guy. Just when if I'm on stage, I'm not like, oh, I'm better than you just because I'm on stage, you know. I'm just myself.
That's it. What about yourself?
Así, you know, como dice compa Cruz, you know, I mean, stay, you know, like that I'm humble, you know. I try to be humble, you know, because sometimes, you know, like a veces sí, like te como que te quedas para arriba, but you gotta know how to keep your feet in the ground, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it was, you know, that I've always loved it, doing this stuff, you know, since I was a youngin, you know.
That's what up. And then you're doing it now. You're doing it. What about yourself? You're a little younger. It might hit you different, but whatever you would like to share.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know.
It'll come to you. You know, it's pretty good that you're doing. It's pretty cool. I mean, I know you're a lot younger, but it's good that Yeah, it's good that you're doing what you're doing, bro. I'm proud of y'all. I really am, because not only y'all, but I've seen a bunch of people do different things, groups that, and I know it's hard work. I know it is. Yeah. What about yourself?
I know I'm not always the most punctual person, but I want to be known as dependable, you know, like si copan algo, pues ahí estamos, you know what I mean? Humble. I don't feel like I show off. If I do, it's as a joke. Most of the time, people don't know I'm joking, but I do joke a lot.
You do have it. You know what dry humor is?
Yeah.
You have that. Dry humor. You think people are is he joking?
It's a joke.
So, I see why.
My family knows who I am.
I see what people would be getting confused about.
Yeah.
So, Chaparritos de la Cuadra, thank y'all very much for being here. I mean, without a doubt, again, being on TikTok, being all over the place, y'all songs playing all over the place. I don't know if y'all know and looked at the numbers, but I looked at the numbers and a few songs have thousands of views and things like that. And then I hope that, you know, your project comes out great. I'm pretty sure you have plans to have more videos and stuff like that, visuals. Sure. So without a doubt, hitting and having your music all over the place, I have no doubt that whenever you see your numbers, you definitely are hitting the globe, not only here in the U.S., but everywhere else. So, Chaparritos de la Cuadra, you definitely are a global Latin factor, man. As I mentioned earlier, I'm very proud of y'all. That's, I know we don't know each other, but it's good to see people that are doing, even as young as you are, doing things and showing up for our people. So, gracias.
No, thank you for having us again. And, you know, anytime, whenever y'all need anything, come out again, you know. We'll be out here.
Y'all going to be where we talked about earlier. Yeah. Where y'all going to be doing that. Thank you very much. This was another episode of the Global Latin Factor podcast. Remember, we are just like you. We're people. We are the spice in this melted pot. It is the world. Till next time. Peace. Thank you. Thank you very much for checking out another episode of the Global Latin Factor podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the channel. Thank you very much. It helps us a lot. You're already here, so give us a like. Give us a subscribe. And give us a comment. We appreciate you very much. Thank you.
One, what is del amigo? Walks like a pedo, but in fact he's a flamingo. Coming to Havana, entry from Puerto Rico. On a pirate ship, he don't know where do we go.